And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Hope here we
all
are.
Had a good Comic Con.
A virtual Comic Con? I did not attend any of that virtual Comic Con. I'm assuming one needed to pay money.
You know, they didn't really make that very clear, but granted, I wasn't really looking too hard to find out.
Yeah, I was kind of working.
Yeah, it's kind of like busy elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Wonder how that went.
Just kind of
let me know. If you went, let me know.
Well, the only thing I was paying attention to, well, I know like with WWE, they had the panel with the
figures.
The figures.
Yes, your favorite thing.
And those were, that was streamed on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can watch it whenever. I'm assuming other shit was free too, but I mean, I don't know that for certain.
Sure.
That's the,
that's it. That's Comic-Con.
That was it. Like, cause you just basically were at home just waiting for stuff to drop. But I feel like, I don't know. I mean, do you still look at IO9?
I haven't been in such a long time. I do go on occasion, but it's been a long time since I've gone. Ever since that whole Deadspin thing went down, it was kind of like that whole site became just the whole,
it's hard to
Geo Media Empire or whatever kind of.
It's kind of hard to keep up on it when you know that
became verboten
stuff of shit. Yeah, the only thing that I was trying to figure out just before we started was I heard that there was something with regards to New Mutants possibly getting a release date, which apparently is now August 28th.
On a streaming platform or in a theater?
In a theater, but Josh Boone, the director, is saying that he's open to embrace a streaming release. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
That movie always should have gone straight to streaming. After it's been pushed, granted the pandemic's pushed it back, but before that it was already pushed back like 4 or 5 times.
It wasn't going to happen during the pandemic.
Well, that's what I mean, but it was already pushed back so many times that it already should have gone to streaming pre-pandemic.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty ridiculous. This movie is so maligned. Like,
it's going to be shit.
Like, and I know, like, there's a lot of movies that are filmed and released in later dates. A lot of low budget movies, not fucking Marvel movies.
Yeah, there's got to be a huge problem with this movie if it keeps getting pushed back.
That or just it feels they must really not have a lot. Yeah, they must have no confidence in this at all, because if they did, you know, it would be out.
Right.
I remember seeing a poster for this.
Oh my God. We were still in LA.
In LA. Like, I remember seeing the poster at the Beach Cities Arclight.
They
would have like a big wall of all these posters, which I think that was fucking awesome.
That was a great wall.
I always loved looking at that. And, I mean, New Mutants and stuff. And that was like 2018.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're talking 2 years going on 3 years.
Yeah.
Probably of this movie not being out.
This is like the 21 Bridges movie when they were just like, it's going to get pushed back again.
That's true. Yeah,
and you keep seeing the preview and you're like, hey, wasn't that already supposed to come out?
We saw that preview so many fucking times.
Yeah, that 21 Bridges preview, I think I must have seen it about 6 times before it actually came out.
And then the movie came out. And
I don't think,
and I never heard anybody talk about it. I know we on one of the on some of the podcasts, I think on Steve Austin's show or whatever, and we had there was an ad campaign for it.
Oh, really?
They would read for it, and it was like November, and but fuck if I know if that movie was any good.
No,
I don't even know if it's available like anywhere to watch.
I don't think anybody saw it.
I don't think you can see it. I think it's has it's been
it disappeared.
It just it floats into ether somewhere. Well, there's a whole shit with going out with Tenet, this Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
Which apparently is, you know, Christopher Nolan is such a intense dude that he has to have it on the big screen. I understand wanting to appreciate that.
I do too, but you know.
Come on, man. I mean, nobody can go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going to go.
Not here in the States, at least.
Yeah, I'm not catching COVID just to see your movie, bro. That's like not a thing. So I get it. Put it on streaming. And then, you know what? If it's really great, re-release it when we can all go in the theater. And I'd happily go watch it again.
Well, the thing is like, if this movie was so good, that's the thing. If these movies are so good that you're okay with releasing them on VOD.
Yeah.
Then people will pay to see them.
Sure.
And you'll make a lot of money that way, because a lot of people, you know, aren't really that comfortable going to see movies right now.
No.
If at all. I mean, are theaters actually open now?
good question.
Certain ones
I can't answer that question. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird because I remember, like, I feel like a month ago I was hearing theaters talking like, oh, we're going to, you know, open or whatever. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine sitting in a theater right now.
Not until we get shit cleaned up enough and people.
Because I enjoy eating popcorn when I'm at my fucking movie. I want to eat my popcorn and have my stupid drink.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to wear a mask, I can't do any of that. So why? No.
Also, I mean, you're depending on people that work in movie theaters. And we've all known people that work in movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Responsible people, but, you know.
Not only that, but, like, you know, they've got to clean as fast as they possibly can to turn out the next theater for the show. I mean, who's going to sit there and, what, spray down every seat and then you wait for it to dry? And
yeah, there's no way.
No. And then you had, like, they're going to block certain seats off. And you're letting basically like a bunch of fucking teenage kids manage this whole situation.
You're letting teenage kids manage
because they're
fucking scummy adults.
Yeah, scumbag adults. That's the thing. Because it's like, and not only teenagers work at movie theaters. I mean, I'm aware of that. But like, you know, a lot of times the people who are cleaning the theater and stuff like working concessions and taking tickets and stuff are teenagers. Like, you know, first job type of stuff. Not running the theater, but like, you know. You're making all these poor kids fucking deal with assholes who are like, it's my American right not to wear a mask or whatever the fuck.
My right to shit in my seat.
Right? Or like not sit in the socially distanced seats and da 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 da. And that, it's just not fair, man. Let's not do that to people.
No, let's not.
It's enough that like grocery store workers and stuff have to deal with these fucking morons. Let's not let theater workers deal with it as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's pretty bogus.
Right.
But nothing really else that I was aware of out of Comic-Con, as far as comics and stuff. Because, I mean, again, we're not a comic book news podcast.
No.
You know, we don't keep up on the hip stuff that's about to come out or whatever.
We're not cool.
You should be able to glean that from the selection of books that we read, you know, that we're not taking a lot of these, you know, a lot of the new stuff out there seriously. Not that it's not, there's a problem with it, but I don't really know much of else is going on. I feel like there wasn't even, as far as action figures goes, I'm pretty tuned in with the action figure stuff now.
Mm.
And I know wrestlers, you know, the wrestling, there was a bunch of stuff that came out, but I didn't really see a ton of stuff for like Marvel or DC.
Mm, you know? Really?
It's just like, there's not a lot of, there is stuff that's coming out.
Sure.
That maybe it was already announced, and there was like a few exclusives that they did have at, you know, via the Comic-Con, you know, events, but I didn't really see much. And like, I feel like I didn't see anything at all from DC. I feel like DC doesn't even have action figures anymore. If it feels like when we go to the store, when you go to like Target, mm-hmm. like there's not really much there.
Yeah. I think I realized that a couple of years ago that, I mean, I feel like the only DC figures that are really worth anything, you kind of find them in comic book stores. Just the regular ones that are on the shelf at Target, I think they're garbage. And they just don't really...
They look super low rent.
They look super low rent. They look crappy. They're not nearly as nice as even the Marvel ones that are on the shelf. And then, like, then they never put out anything new. And so you're like, oh, okay. Cool. I was actually thinking about that today. Do you remember that time that we like insulted that guy who worked at Marvel or who worked at Mattel without realizing it?
Did we really insult him?
I don't know if we insulted him.
I think
him.
We were just kind of looking at them and he was just kind of like, yeah, well, whatever, you know, because he was some guy.
Well, he was just standing there. We were not talking to him. We did not know this man.
Well, then he wasn't insulted. He had no business being.
Right. He didn't have to say a fucking thing to us. We were like standing in Target in Manhattan Beach, California, which is down the street from El Segundo, which is where Marvel is head, or not Marvel, Mattel is headquartered. Yeah. So we're just standing there and we're like looking at the figures and we said something about like the mold looking exactly the same as like something else.
Yeah.
As another one we had recently seen come out. And I was like, oh, this kind of looks crappy or whatever. And this guy just like comes over and he's like, well, it's the same mold. I work at Mattel. And I was like, oh, okay. Thanks, dude. Like, we were trying to insult him, but I felt really bad.
Yeah, they make you clean the molds. I'm a mold guy.
I felt really bad.
Why?
Because I was like insulting that man's work.
Why? He didn't make the mold.
I don't know what that guy's deal was. I didn't ask
maybe
that guy.
Maybe he was a janitor or something. Maybe he was.
I don't know. Maybe he was the guy who makes the molds. Or maybe he was like, I told them not to make that mold, but nobody fucking agreed. Listen to me. And now here I am in a Target arguing with these randos.
I told them they didn't listen to me. The
mold man,
the security guard,
mold man,
security guard, Moldy.
Moldy, the security guard.
My last name is Molder. That's why they gave me the job as the mold man. But it's not unfounded considering we are in El Segundo, so it's probably crawling with people that
work there. Work
at those places. But
oh, yeah.
But it's such a shame because DC will put out or has put out with Mattel like these awesome figures.
Oh, they have. Yeah.
Like in the past, I have shelves full of them,
mm-hmm.
You know, the stuff that comes out in the store. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I feel like goes directly to the comic book stores.
Right. And I always feel that that's a little bit better. It has more articulation, whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just want to walk into a Target and see a fucking nice toy.
Yeah.
And every time I go over to the DC area, I don't see nice toys.
No, they're all very basic stuff. They're
just garbage.
It's all very basic stuff. And you could pretty much
don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, compared to Marvel,
you can buy the same shit in the comic book stores you can get at Target for Marvel. Like you can buy the nice, like, what are those? The Marvel Legends.
Yeah, Marvel Legends. Yeah.
Like and they're all articulated and they're nice. And,
yeah, they do a great job. Yeah. I mean, in terms of selection and just stuff like that. I mean, DC had that going, but I don't know why. I don't know. It's just if you know,
like, do you want a Batman that's like a Ken doll?
Pretty much. It's pretty much just
like the shit Ken doll. Like the Ken doll that I used to get when I was a kid. The cheap Ken, one.
What's Ken's friend? Steve?
No, Ken never had friends.
Ken doesn't have friends.
he
had friends.
I think he might have had a friend.
There's a brunette guy, right?
It was Ken. Ken's hair changed color. It wasn't like Barbie.
Oh, he just changed his hair.
Yeah. So okay. There were two different variations of Ken when I was a kid. So it was like one of them was the Ken with the arms like this, mm-hmm. like the bent arm. And that was your favorite because he could actually carry Barbie.
Oh, okay.
But then there was like the cheap one and he usually wore like
when you're playing Riverboat Strangler.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah. And so then he usually came in like a tuxedo and he was like the fancy Ken. There was also the cheap Ken and he came with like just wearing like shorts and his arms were straight. And that was the cheap Ken. And that is what Batman looks like. He looks like cheap Ken.
Yeah. I don't get it considering there's so many great like IPs that DC has.
Right.
Like, why are they just not filling? I mean, I know there's like kitty toys and shit, like super kitty stuff. Like when it comes to like, you know, like those Imagine Next or whatever, like those, like that Dr. Fate, those blind bags.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those things are cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the adult collectors don't really have much to choose from. And again, it always feels like DC just doesn't care.
Oh, 100%.
I don't get that. I don't get it. It just makes me very mad when, like, you don't have an obligation to put out a good product, but, I mean, maybe you do. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, though, why you don't have, like, you're not – if you want to compete against Marvel, you would want to be more ubiquitous. Like, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be more ubiquitous with your marketing and just products out there. And not to say that they aren't. I mean, because there's a ton of Superman and Batman shit everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain items, especially when it comes to toys or just collectibles, like, where you at? You know, I mean, Marvel seems to be – I just feels like Marvel's more cognizant of that.
Right.
And that makes – you know, that's why people are more apt to support them. Not just, you know, in the comics, but just – or maybe that's because, like, they see that Marvel recognizes all this stuff that they do and they put that out. I mean, maybe I'm just not looking in the right places. We're only going to, like, Targets. I'm not going to, like –
Well, we're not going anywhere right now.
You're not really going anywhere. But I'm not going – I typically don't shop at Walmart, so I don't know what Walmart does. But, yeah, it's just – It's odd. But that being said, we went to – I had a day off last week.
Yes.
We went to Second and Charles out in Greeley.
Which – Boulder. But we had to take a
– It's Greeley, though.
It's not Greeley. It's Boulder.
How's it Boulder? You told me it was Greeley.
No, I have never told you it's Greeley. You always get this confused. Greeley's up towards Fort Collins.
Boulder's so much farther away, though.
No, it's not. Greeley's farther. You have to go straight on I-25.
Okay.
So north. Almost to Wyoming, but you go north and you hit Greeley, and then the town after it is Fort Collins, and then after that, it's pretty much the border. Boulder is like taking the 10 to Santa Monica.
Fair enough.
You well, always get it confused.
We went to the one in Boulder, and it was, you know, it was fun just to...
It was just there. Nice to actually take a drive somewhere, because we haven't really gone anywhere.
Yeah, that was kind of the deal.
That was the whole plan. It was just like, you know what? We need to like leave the house. So.
But yeah, we went out to there. What did I pick up? Well, I did an unboxing of it. So
yeah,
because that's on our Facebook. I did an unboxing of a Marvel Legends Valkyrie and a Marvel Legends Machine Man, which are added to my Defenders and West Coast Avengers collections, respectively. And I also opened up a Toy Biz Storm from 1993 that I'm automatically selling because I got it as a part of like another deal, like the Iceman I bought. I didn't just buy smart enough, but it was like a deal. I was like, oh, I get these two figures for one, but I don't really, nothing against Storm. I just don't need Storm.
Sure.
And it doesn't, the light up doesn't work either because it's the, you know, the light up chest or whatever she has. It was cool to get out there. I also picked up a trade paperback of Maximum Carnage for like $8, and it's one of those like first version Marvel trade paperbacks, like when they like in from like right when like the book was being printed, so or the book was out like, or whatever, it just came out like, so like Maximum Carnage was what, 92-93? Trade paperback came out right after that, but you know, it's not like the trade paperbacks to how they look now,
right?
So I'm always very eager to find those for a lot of different stories that they have there. And that particular Second and Charles seems to have a lot of those.
They got a lot of shit.
They do. I mean, it's, you know, it's a two-story one.
Right. It used to be Borders.
Yeah.
Like most Second and Charles.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. But they had that. And I'm actually looking forward to maybe actually reading it.
Yeah.
That's such a novel concept of reading.
Reading and actually reading a fucking book. Yeah.
Well, I got a bookcase, new bookcase.
Yes, we put together a bookcase.
New bookcase. I was able to spread a few things around. I feel better. It feels great to spread items out that you have and try to manage it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad to do that. But yeah, that's, I'm trying to think if there's anything we watched.
Not really.
We watched Sucker Punch for We Hate Movies.
Oh, it sucked. Oh my God.
I don't really have
I had
to say.
Never seen that.
I'd never seen it either.
I had never ever seen it. And it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
It was so much worse than I imagined it was.
Right. That's the thing. It was so much worse than I thought it was supposed to be.
Because I remember seeing the posters for it. I remember seeing, you know, just promotions or whatever, and just maybe seeing the trailer or whatever and thinking like, okay, well, pretty girls doing action stuff. Great. You know,
right.
This might be something worth seeing.
Sure.
Zack Snyder. Okay. The story is so, what's super drear, super sad.
It's super sad, and there's barely any dialogue. There's barely any, like, it thinks it's saying
there's
something, and
there's barely
it's not.
Any story to it.
There's barely any story. It's just scenes. It's just scenes put together.
Just scenes and a lot of, you know, the main character having dreams.
And you're supposed to have, like, you're like, this is supposed to have, like, you're supposed to feel bad because that character is this now. And you're like, but I don't know who that character is. You didn't spend any fucking time telling me who that character was.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
And poor John Hamm always finds himself in the worst movie.
He didn't have to say yes to that.
Maybe he did.
I don't know.
It's a Zack Snyder movie. I'm sure he did pretty good. Okay.
Well, that's what I mean. You think the mob's after him trying to get some money?
I think John Hamm might be in trouble.
Was this back when he was drinking?
2011. So
yeah, maybe.
Because didn't he like split with that girl that he was with?
Yeah, what's her name? She did
Kissing Jessica Stein.
Yeah,
I just know the title. I've never seen
But neither have I. But yeah, she did that.
Yeah, but he was like, it was like this woman he was with for years. Like he wasn't married, but they were just together.
They'd been together for like 10, 15 years or whatever. And
yeah, and then he split, and now he's in really bad movies. Except for, well, let's see, did we see him in something recently? I mean, he was in Baby Driver. He was okay in Baby Driver.
He was good in Baby Driver. I liked him in Baby Driver.
He was in Tag.
Was in Tag, which Tag was just terrible in general.
I didn't think it was bad.
It's
just stupid.
It's just stupid. And I guess Jeremy Renner had two broken arms, so he just runs around looking weird in that movie.
Yeah.
But also, I hate Jeremy Renner.
Maybe his app could have saved him.
Maybe.
Man, I would
his fucking arms.
I would kill to be back in the time.
When the only thing that was going on was Jeremy Renner's app.
We were still living shit times, but at least we had the app. At least Hawkeye's shit app was still a thing.
Still existed.
And we could go outside and talk and see other people and say, do you have this app? Let's talk about this app. No, we aren't going to die. No, we're not going to get sick. We're just talking about the app.
Oh, God.
But.
No, he was in something else, too, where he was like, wasn't that Amy Schumer movie? No. He played like a romantic lead. Remember how he was like that weird guy? Like somebody was trying to have, was having sex with him and he was just being weird.
Well, that was Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids. That's,
no, there's Bridesmaids. He's also, he was also.
Was he in Bridesmaids? Oh.
Yeah, he's Kristen Wiig's paramour.
Yeah, because he's being weird. Okay. He's like
lap, you know.
That's right. That's being, right. I remember being this now.
Silly. He's also in, well, he was also in that movie, and I haven't seen it, but he's also in that movie that Natalie Portman's in about the astronaut that shit herself.
Oh, that's right. He
that.
Like.
Oh, he's in Top Gun. That's what he's in. That's why I think
it's Top Gun 2. Oh, that's right. I remember. Now I remember that. I would see that just for him.
Wait, Top Gun 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top Gun 2 is going to be shit. But I will take John Hamm in a fucking flight suit with some mirrored aviators.
Because that's pretty much
that's
a good.
That's all I fucking
that's
good want.
Casting for John Hamm,
right? That's what he needs to be doing.
He would be. He'd be a good. He'd be really good in has he in Marvel movies as like a general type.
Yes.
Like if you're looking to recast, like cast some sort of military guy or some sort of business guy,
right?
You know, you could have him. You don't need to have him be action John Hamm.
No.
You know, but you could just have him be there and just be like, oh, fuck, man, that guy. Because he's got comic book man looks.
That's exactly
he's
it.
A handsome guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want the pinnacle of handsome man to play, you know, to be a comic book character, I mean, why the fuck? You can't do any worse than John Hamm.
No, you got to get John Hamm.
Welcome to Hamming It Up with Dennis Shaw.
We could do a podcast called Hamming It Up. We could watch all the John Hamm movies, but then we'd
for
have
some reason the title of our thing has three M's in it. It's like because you know, can't yeah, because yeah. Hamming it's two.
Yeah,
but you got to get that extra M. The extra M means man that John Hamm is handsome.
Man that John Hamm is handsome.
Actually, that's a great idea for a podcast. Nobody steal that.
Hamming It Up. You know, I always joke about Million Dollar Arm because I've never seen it, but it just looks so dumb.
Do you know that the WWE hired that guy to wrestle?
Which guy?
The guy that movie's about. The Indian guy.
Oh, really? Who? Mm-hmm. Has he actually debuted?
Yeah, he's one of those. He's on that tag team with the other Indian guy that's being.
Is it that one where that guy just came out and he was like, this is my tag team, and there were the two dudes behind him?
Yeah, it's one of those guys.
Oh, okay.
I think he's the thinner of the two because he's a big dude, but like, the other guy's like much bigger.
Yeah, fuck if I have any idea.
I don't know their names because they haven't really been on TV that
that's
much.
Right, and I don't think they even got names. That like their manager just came out and it was like, it's the whatever, well, they're whatever they were called.
Indushir is their name of their group.
Yeah.
And it's something I don't know. I forgot what that means. And Malcolm Bivens is the manager.
That's right.
And I forgot what the guy's name's. I feel bad.
I don't know because he just came out and he was like, ha ha. And that was like that was it. Everybody's like, what?
Well, they're going to do. Yeah. That it's just, unfortunately, it's bad timing for them.
Yeah.
But we'll see. But one of those guys is the million dollar arm. I would actually take John Hamm making an appearance at a takeover, NXT takeover. Just feels like I'm here to see that guy in that movie I was in, but it's a real life guy.
Is that like Batista and Kumail being friends?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Except it's John Hamm and that wrestler.
But it's a really shitty version of that. it's like, you know, because Kumail and Batista is like up there as like wrestler friend pairings.
Yeah.
Wrestler actor wrestler pairing.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then you go down there. It's John Hamm and that other guy.
Kumail is probably just like, hey, Batista, I realize we're in this movie called Stuber, which isn't bad. It's not terrible.
Actually, I like Stuber a lot because Batista, I mean, we all know he was funny as he's funny as Drax.
Uh-huh.
You know, just the his delivery and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Batista's just cool as shit.
He seems pretty cool.
He seems pretty cool. He's in this movie, though, and he's like, he reminds me of, he's like a swole Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he's got this whole thing where he can't really see, and he's always squinting. And
he had LASIK or whatever.
He had LASIK or whatever.
So he can't see anything, and that's why he has to get an Uber. So, but I was just thinking that, like, once they filmed that movie, and Kumail was like, hey, I'm going to be in whatever the fuck movie that's in the Inhumans.
Externals? Inhumans is like Black Bolt and Medusa and all those fuckers. Like,
I thought he was going to be in the Inhumans, but anyway, regardless, I'm going to be.
Ended up being a TV show that they put out on Hulu, but nobody saw it.
Right, I'm going to be in a Marvel movie.
Yeah,
you were in a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. Help me get jacked.
And then he did. And boy, did he.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, did he ever. I wonder if he's still jacked now that we have this pandemic.
he's just very huge now.
No, I mean, like, maybe he's just, like, back to regular Kumail.
Kumail was always, like, seemed like a good shape in the beginning.
Yeah, but he wasn't jacked.
No, he wasn't Marvel jacked.
Right. I mean, who the fuck is Marvel jacked? Let's be honest. It was,
like, the Hemsworths and shit.
Yeah.
And Batista.
Terrifying. I mean,
all the other guys are just in, like, CGI suits, but some of those other guys are just fucking Marvel jacked.
Well, I guess, like, Zac Efron is doing that show on Netflix where he, like, wanders the earth or something.
Wait, is that a Marvel show?
No, it's a documentary reality show thing where Zac Efron basically does what Anthony Bourdain used to do. And instead of just doing food, he, like, you know, goes and experiences the world as handsome Zac Efron.
But is he all, like, HGH'd out?
No, that's the thing, because he was, like, in Sardinia, I think, somewhere in Italy, and he was just, like, eating pasta, and he was like, oh, man, I'm really glad I'm eating carbs again. And then, like, he was like, yeah, I hadn't, like, when I was so shredded for Baywatch, he's like, I don't ever want to do that again. And then there's this shot of him, like, leaving after eating this pasta. He was just like, I got to get out of Hollywood, man.
Hey, man. Hey.
Shout out, man.
Shout out. Much respect. You know why? Because that's what happens when you move to L.A. and, like, Hollywood and shit. Your first you move to L.A. to leave.
Yeah,
that's what a lot of people do, is when you can get out and, like, get out and, like, in one piece.
Yeah.
And be OK. Like, that's, like, the goal.
Well, I guess he was some stupid, like, TMZ or bullshit. They were like, Zac Efron has a dad bod. And I was like, Zac Efron is in amazing shape. He just doesn't have abs right now because he's not, like, shredded like fuck.
I would gladly have.
I'm like, dude,
Zac Efron dead bod.
There is no way Zac Efron has a dad bod. But whatever the fuck, judgy, stupid tabloid.
So. He only has 6 abs as opposed to the 15.
Whatever. He was ridiculous shape in that movie.
There was a period where it was like that and, like, God, like those Neighbors movies.
That's right. Yeah, he was in that movie.
Seth Rogen. Yeah, no, he was. I mean, he was just shred McGee.
I know, he's probably tired of it. It's like, if I have to eat another fucking unseasoned chicken breast, I'm going to kill myself.
Zac Efron should probably give him some Marvel money, though, while he still looks like that and he still wants to be in Hollywood, if he could still do Hollywood.
Yeah.
Then he can retire and just go eat pasta.
Good for you, Zac Efron.
Because I'm down. I'd be down.
Do it.
That'd be my Hollywood dream.
Dear Zac Efron, we support your goal.
We support your goal of moving out of Hollywood. We'll start Kickstarter.
Help Zac Efron get out of Hollywood. I'm sure he's got enough money. He's like, got a show.
It's like, it just does freaking Pinky bank.
Hey man, I collected all my pennies for you.
He just goes to a coin star and gets like $3.
Hey man, did you guys know you had like 11 bucks in here?
Did you guys know there's like, it was mostly Canadian coins?
I feel like that happened to us.
Well, that happens all the time.
It was just all fucking Canadian.
I was going through my shit the other day. I still have this bag. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it. I think there's a coin place around here somewhere.
There's a coin star in King Soopers.
No, not a coin star. Like a coin place. Because I have like a lot of foreign coins.
Oh, do you?
But I also have like a shit ton of Canadian coins. And I don't really need them right now because I am nowhere near Canada. And
no.
I don't know if I'm ever going to get a chance to go to Canada.
We're not allowed in Canada
now. First of all, I can't even go to Canada.
Canada's like, fuck you. Don't come. And we're all right. You know
what? It's fine.
I can't blame you.
You guys are nice up
because
there.
Because we're all assholes. I would keep us out too.
Anyways, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
So which is the hottest Marvel character?
Iron Man.
Ant-Man. I can't decide between Professor X and Magneto, so both.
Loki.
Is Wolverine Marvel?
What about White Tiger?
What about White Tiger?
Doc Samson.
Who's he?
Star Fox.
That's a video game.
The girls go on a journey to determine every Marvel character's hotness in Ohotmu or Not, the official handbook of the Marvel Universe podcast you didn't know you wanted. Available on iTunes and at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
All right, we're back here at Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is Manhunter, Volume 3, number 25 from October 2006. Yet another selection from our pile of comics from...
Quarantine Comics!
Quarantine Comics from Mile High. This is also our first foray into the Kate Spencer Manhunter, which is all good by me. Actually, preemptively, I kind of like this.
Yeah.
Because it's, as we'll know, as we'll find out, it's based in L.A.
Yes, it is. Like and, real L.A.
Like real L.A. And it just has like a, it has a very much.
West Coast Avengers feel.
Yeah. Yeah. It has a West Coast Avengers feel. I mean, that's kind of how Infinity Inc. was too.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. And I feel like that's something that maybe I've kind of slept on. But yeah, this is kind of got that vibe. So I'm pretty down with it. I didn't know much about Kate Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, she is way more like connected to the to like other superheroes than I thought, because she is how would I put this? She is
dead.
Not dead. She's related to her grandfather. Okay, so her father's last name is Pratt, which would
She's Chris Pratt's sister.
Yeah, yes. No,
does she know a lot about dinosaurs?
So she is, which is, you would think would be related to Al Pratt, the original Adam, but she has more in common with Phantom Lady and Iron Monroe, and also Starman than she does with the other dude, Adam. So it's strange. To me, because I was like, I always just thought she was just like some random hero, a random person that just got mixed up in whatever, you know, superhero business that she was in. And it wasn't a Manhunter that this Manhunter is, it's relate. I mean, there's obviously connections to the previous Manhunters, but because there's like just been like four or five Manhunters flying around the DC universe. And she just, you know, they're all kind of connected, but they're not in a lot of ways. So, yeah, I don't know. I was kind of surprised by all this. So on the cover here, we have just says New Day Dawning, and it shows Kate standing front and center in her Manhunter costume, but with her mask off. And in the background, we have, I'm assuming, what is her supporting cast of friends and family, and I feel like they're standing in front of the man's Chinese theater.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Because it just, you just see like a Chinese kind of temple thing, but then you realize if it's in LA, it might as well be the man's Chinese theater,
right?
So, and it just says New Day Dawning above it, and in the background you have, I'm assuming one of these dudes is,
there's a skeleton back there.
That's Mr. Well, that's
funny. Mr. Bones.
Well, that's what's funny is if you didn't know who Mr. Bones was, you wouldn't quite understand,
right?
You know what the deal is, but you know it's fucking Mr. Bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just see a skeleton wearing a suit,
yeah,
which always cracks me up.
It actually, because I didn't realize he was all skeleton, but we'll get to that part.
I thought
he just had a skeleton head.
No.
I wasn't aware he was all skeleton.
I think he has invisible skin.
Nope. It's all skeleton. Because wouldn't you see organs?
The organs are also skin, too. That's why they're invisible.
Are they technically skin?
I don't know.
The skin is the largest organ in the body. All your skin.
Yeah, but it's just...
But it's only your exterior shit.
Right, but it's...
Your heart isn't surrounded
by... He has translucent skin and flesh.
Oh, flesh. See, there you go. Okay.
Flesh.
Okay. I'll give you that.
According to DC, the DC Wiki, despite his appearances, he is not a walking skeleton. Instead, he has translucent skin and flesh.
Important to specify.
He also has a cyanide touch.
Ew.
Which, cyanide sweat.
Ew.
His skin constantly exudes a cyanide-based compound, which is almost invariably lethal to anyone who touches him, which doesn't make sense in this book.
No.
So, anyways, so yeah, we see he's in the background with, and there's the rest of, I'm assuming it's her crew. Mark Shaw, the Manhunter, is there in his Manhunter costume. And yeah, so I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So we start off at Kate's house. No, it's her friend's house. No, it's Kate's house because she's with her friend Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And Julie is talking to Kate and she's like, hey, do you want to be my kid's godmother?
Yeah. And she's like, oh, shit. And they're like, huh, you said, like, there's like another kid there.
Well, that's her son.
Her son. And he's like, huh, mommy, you said the brown word.
Mom, you said the brown word.
Brown word.
I don't like that description. It makes it sound worse than it is, to be honest.
Yes. Well.
It's like when people sometimes call some other words like turd cutter.
Ew.
I don't like turd cutter.
I hate turd cutter. That's gross.
Also, another one, once heard a guy refer to another girl's ass as she's got a nice dumper.
Ew.
Like, no.
No.
So we cut from that to Iron Monroe, who you may know from Young All-Stars and a bunch of other DC shit.
He's like, just like storming his way into... Yeah.
Him and his skunk haircut.
Oh, apparently where Bones is office, I guess. And he's just like, I'm marching in there. And they're like, no, you can't go in there. And he's like, fuck off.
Well, it's funny because he's got, because so Iron Monroe has a steel hand, which is why when he walks through this deal here, this metal detector, it goes off and he just punches it. He just tells it to shut up and he punches it.
Mm.
Okay, now I just realized here. So this girl, Iron Monroe storms into this office.
Yeah.
And
he's like, hey, skeleton.
He's like, hey, skeleton man.
Because he is. He's just a skeleton getting up. That's why I was so confused, because I didn't realize that he had flesh. I just thought he was a skeleton.
Yeah.
And
he makes a dick joke.
He does it. I was like, how do you have a dick? You don't have a dick. Like, that's why I was so confused, because this girl's giving him a massage and he's laying
with gloves
on his
by the way, I just
stomach.
Realized this.
Yeah. And laying on his stomach. Right. And so she's like, wow, your shoulders are hard as rock. And I'm like, yeah, because they're bones. He's like, wait till
these bones are sharp.
These bones are hard. Yeah. And then he's like, wait until I roll over. And I was like, but how do you have a dick? You're just bones. But apparently he has invisible dick.
Invisible dick.
Invisible dick.
Man, I want, you know, I am tempted now.
To but try to gonna. Figure out how to have an invisible dick?
To go on fanfic.
Oh, no.
And see if there's any Infinity Inc. fanfic out there.
Oh, no, no,
that involves,
no.
Mr. Bones.
Don't do it.
Doing something and seeing how you all out there are putting that together in your stories.
Feel my invisible schlong.
But make sure you have gloves, because it's also secreting cyanide constantly.
Dude, that's awful. What happened? How did he become Bone Man here?
Oh, that's a good question.
Invisible?
You know,
do we know how?
Let's take a DC Wiki break here, and he also is missing a leg, even though he has like a fake leg.
Oh. Well, who can tell? He's a skeleton.
Okay, so apparently there was a gynecologist that injected women with a drug, and each of them gave birth to a metahuman, which means that Dr. Hang on, does this Helix? So he was in the group Helix, not the metal band Helix, but the superhero Helix.
Should have been in the group Helix.
And. I mean, apparently he was born. That's how he was born.
He was just born this way. Yeah. So she just gave birth to a skeleton?
She gave birth to a skeleton with poisonous skin.
Did he kill her?
You know what? It doesn't say.
Mm.
If I needed information, I need to talk to Roy Thomas or Todd McFarlane.
I need some more information. I mean, like, how does one who was born a skeleton, like, if you cut yourself... You know, kids are always hidden.
He's really Benjamin Buttoning.
That's the thing. Kids are always running into shit.
It's true. But he has invisible skin, so he's just like, eh.
It's invisible, but it still exists. Like, what happens if he gets a bruise?
You just don't see it.
Oh, no.
This doesn't make any sense.
What, he has no skin?
Well, like, it doesn't...
He's just a skeleton.
It doesn't say... I mean...
It's a skeleton.
that he had actual skin at one point. I don't know, whatever.
Skin.
I like how I threw down the comic book and just started reading this stupid story about Mr. Bones.
Yeah. And so basically,
if you have questions, I need to give you answers.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's important that we are because these are the characters we care about.
Yes, Mr. Bones.
Anyways,
number one carrot about character.
Myron Monroe's like, I want to talk about Kate Spencer. And that's it. That's all we see at that.
Yeah, that's it. To be continued in another book, I'm sure.
So then Kate's back up. Kate's visited by
her buddies.
I'm just going to call him Obsidian because that's who he is.
It's Obsidian and who? Obsidian's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Obsidian and his boyfriend. They're like, hey, there's a band and we're going to go to the Troubadour.
They're called 88.
The 88.
Yeah.
And Kate's like, I love bands.
Yeah. So we have free tickets to get in at the Troubadour.
Right. So Kate goes and gets her suit.
Yeah, and the boyfriend's like, why are you bringing that? She's like, well, because there's two superheroes here, and that it means that we have the increased chance of running into a villain.
And she's not wrong.
And Obsidian's like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Hey, yeah, you would know.
He's like, yeah, she's not fucking around. So they get to the Troubadour. But first, before that happens, we cut to the Hollywood sign where there's like, I don't know who this guy is.
So this guy.
But he's like parked in a shitty van out behind the Hollywood sign. And let me tell you, the Hollywood sign is in a very nice neighborhood. There is no fucking way that guy's parked there.
Uh-uh.
No. The cops have already been called by everybody in the fucking neighborhood.
Yeah, he is being escorted out.
Oh, 100%. The second first off, I don't think that station wagon would have made it up that hill.
Because pretty much it's like vertical.
It's pretty much vertical. But the second you start up that hill with a car like that, I guarantee you everyone is calling. I mean, they have such a fucking fit when people just go up there to try to get to the Hollywood sign as it is.
Yeah.
You can't bring this fucking... I mean, like, he's got, like, plastic over his car windows. Oh, like, there's no way they're letting him up there. Those homes are, like, $2 million homes.
Well, first thing is Hollywood and just media in general wants to make you think that getting... going to the Hollywood sign and pretty much
it's like fucking impossible.
Farting around, it's so fucking easy. It's not.
It is almost impossible because first, like,
you get close to it.
You can get close to it, and you can technically get there, but I don't know why you'd want to go because it's basically a very, very tiny, narrow road in a residential area that you have to park, and then you have to like try to climb down a very steep cliff face to get to.
Uh-huh.
And the people who live there get really fucking mad, obviously, because their tiny ass street is filled with cars all the time. So what they...
And there's no parking in Los Angeles as it is.
Yes. So it's... And again, tiny ass shoulder up on a mountain, basically. Mm. There's no parking.
Mm-mm.
So what they have tried to do is to... Because you can't really see it when you're standing like at the base of the letter. It's just like a big stupid letter. What they're trying to do is to get people to go to the Griffith Observatory so you can actually stand there and see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And because you can kind of see it from everywhere.
If you're driving up Highland Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
Like on a nice day.
Oh, you can see it perfectly.
And you're driving.
It's beautiful.
You're driving north.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see it like straight ahead.
Yeah,
like
it's one of those things straight ahead.
Like you could be like on Gower or whatever. You're driving north on like Hollywood in general.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it.
And you know, honestly, this is a better view than if you tried to actually get to it.
Yeah, right? Well, there's like a movie. It was, I think it was called Friends with Benefits.
Is that where they're like sitting on it?
Yeah, it's like
fucking bullshit.
It's like Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
it's something where like Justin Timberlake has to be rescued from the sign because he's afraid of heights or he farts or something. But it's like, oh, we got up here just to sit on it. And I'm like, fucking did it.
Also, nobody else is there. Do you know how fucking busy the sign is?
It would just be crawling with people. But apparently this guy who has a van, much like Roddy Piper as the maniac.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's got a bucket of chestnuts.
Does he have chestnuts in the back?
I don't even know why he's got chestnuts in there. So this guy, all of his windows are broken.
Right, and he has plastic over them.
Or cardboard or something.
Sure. He's not getting anywhere near the sign.
I always remember one of the only time I've been to a TNA, to a Total Nonstop Action, TNA event, when I went to the Nashville Fairgrounds.
Mm.
And it was me and Big Mosh and our cronies, and we parked next to WWE Hall of Famer and wrestling legend Ricky Morton from the Rock and Roll Express.
Okay.
and he was parked next to us, and his car looked a lot like this.
Yeah, living out by the Hollywood sign.
He was living it up there. This might be him, actually. I don't know. But anyways, this is Sweetie Todd.
Is that who that's supposed to be?
That's who it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be Sweetie Todd.
Oh, give me a break.
DC manifestation of the
character from the musical.
Of the character from the musical.
Sweetie Todd.
Yes. He is the demon barber of whatever fucking street. Or
you can pretty much keep that. I don't care.
Yeah. So.
Is this his only appearance here? Because he
think so.
Kind of gets murdered.
No. This is his only appearance. He's in earlier issues of this, but this is it for him.
Oh, good.
So
it's stupid. I'm glad he doesn't come back.
And so apparently he can sense metagenes. So since Manhunter and Obsidian are driving by, he's like, ooh. But he's got because he needs some sort of sustenance from them.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I'm so hungry, whatever. So he just kind of has this like little.
Why don't you go to Winchell's and get yourself a donut?
Yeah, there's. You know how many donut shops there are?
So many.
Go to Donut Tea Hut. They have great donuts.
You should go to Donut Tea Hut.
You know, that's a free ad. I'm not kidding. If you're ever in.
If you're
in the valley, if you're on Magnolia, go to Donut Tea Hut.
If you're in, it's Burbank, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've been Burbank on Magnolia Avenue.
Go, and they're open 24 hours a day.
Yeah. They have actually pretty good sandwiches, too. I had a sandwich there. It was pretty good.
They're delicious. And I say, go to Donut Tea Hut.
Yeah. So this dude needs to go. He looks a lot like Joaquin Phoenix. More so, or Solomon. He looks like Joaquin Phoenix if he was playing Solomon Grundy.
Oh yeah,
just all pale.
You know, it's kind of like, remember when they updated Lobo and he was like all thin and stuff? It's like if they were to try to update Solomon Grundy and make him all skinny.
He could be Lobo's dad, actually. This guy.
He could totally be Lobo's dad.
Yeah, hot Lobo's dad. Yeah. No, actually, that's a good point. Yeah, it's like Solomon Grundy, man. It's not your mama, Solomon Grundy.
No, he's thin and hip, and he lives out of a van.
he lives being on Hollywood side. He's on auditions, and he's
trying to be an actor.
He's trying to be an actor, and he's hanging out in front of the Man's Chinese Theater. Sometimes he dresses up as Spider-Man.
Didn't that guy who plays Superman die?
Yeah. No, he was one of the many Supermans. But it was that one guy.
No, but like the guy who was in that documentary.
Did we watch that?
I watched it. I don't know if you did.
I think, okay, yeah. Yeah, because
he was the one who was like, oh, I'm Christopher Reeves' son. And everybody's like, no, you're not. Like he was not.
No, he was
not
a Hispanic guy.
No, not that guy.
He's
the guy who was down at Jeffrey's.
He's a Hispanic guy.
Was he?
I thought so.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
We were lying at Jeffrey's for like Free Comic Book Day, and that guy was like walking around.
And he smelled.
Well, yeah.
Because he's out in the sun in a fucking Superman costume. But he was like obsessed, and he was in that documentary, and like his whole apartment was full of Superman shit.
Mm.
And apparently he's dead now.
Yeah, I remember reading something that he's no longer with us.
All right.
Anyway. So anyways, this fool's got a psionic powered razor blade, just like Sweetie Todd does. He has the razor blade.
Mm.
But this one is special. And then we have another aside here real quick with Mark Shaw, the Manhunter, which does warrant his inclusion on the cover here.
Yeah.
And but he's not in his costume. He's just standing on a boat and somewhere in Russia. And I don't know if this is a kid or if it's a small Russian man.
Great question.
But he like judo throws him and he
comes up to behind Mark, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, Mark. And he puts his hand and Mark's like thinking deep, deep comic book thoughts.
Yeah.
About very terrible things. And he like puts the little kid young Russian guy puts his hand on his shoulder and Mark just fucking throws him.
Yeah, he judo throws him.
He's like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to horribly assault you deck of this, I don't know, crab boat, whatever the fuck it is.
Krakalash,
yeah.
So now we go back to the troubadour and Kate.
Which is a real place.
Yeah, it's a real place. Yeah, real place. And Kate and Obsidian get in because they're cool. They get in through the just right away.
Yeah, because they know somebody who gave them the tickets, basically.
I do like this doorman here because somebody's like, hey, how come they get in? And this guy just goes, because they're more important than you, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? You're speaking the truth. That's how they say
it. That's literally how Hollywood works. So welcome. So they're in. They're getting some drinks. There's this guy talking to an actress where she says she's an actress.
Just like everybody.
Well, is this the same person with the pager?
No, it's just a dude.
Who's the girl with the pager? It's not Kate. Who is that other woman?
God, what's her name? Cameron?
Was she the actress?
No.
Oh,
no,
so
this is different. This is different. Actress.
Okay, the Cameron, they look very the similar.
Girl, the blonde girl's, she's like Kate's friend from like work or something. Cause she's Kate,
there, but she didn't come with them.
Because Kate is a lawyer,
right?
And she works for Mr. Bones's company, the Department of Extra Normal Operations or something like that.
Some guy who's an agent comes over and starts talking to Kate, who because he knows who she is because she's been on court TV.
Yeah, there's a part here where she gets hit on.
I was like, I didn't know real lawyers were on court TV, but you know what? I don't know anything about court TV. Does court TV still exist?
I don't know. That's a very 90s thing.
It is. I don't know if it's still around.
So we're watching this band. In the middle of the band, fucking Sweeney Todd crashes his hobo car.
His hobo car through the...
He crashes Ricky Morton's car through the troubadour. Now, the troubadour, just for the uninformed, troubadour is on Santa Monica.
Right.
Santa Monica, and I think it's like just outside of Boys Town or maybe around Boys Town. I feel like it's like close. It's probably around.
It's definitely close to.
Close to. That area, very busy.
Yeah.
Lots of cars.
Sure.
The kind of momentum that he has getting through this door.
Right.
Shouldn't be that. Oh, that is.
There's no way.
There's no way.
That street's always packed. Not saying you couldn't jump up on a sidewalk and run some people down, but I don't think you could be going, 60 doing it?
Or at least the way they show it, he's got a lot of velocity coming through this door. Like, I think he's hitting it first, but dude, how you even, I don't know, maybe, I mean, obviously there's a lot of carnage from the outside too.
Yeah.
Which sucks for folks on Santa Monica. But so he gets out of the car and he's just running around with this glowing racer.
Right. And so
he's looking for somebody called Sarah.
Yeah, which is weird. I guess maybe that's part of the musical. I don't know. I've never seen it. Obsidian just becomes Obsidian.
Yeah.
But Manhunter has to like run to the car and change into her suit in the back seat. And by the way, parking only costs $9 and fucking for the troubadour.
No, I think that's 9 o'clock, it says.
Oh, I thought it was $9. What in the absolute fuck are you even talking
about? Yeah, they ain't that much of a fantasy world here. Talking $9 to park in Santa Monica. $9 to
fucking park in L.A. Are you kidding me? Do you know how much money we had to spend to park in L.A.?
Are you kidding me? Anyways, before that happens, what's his face? Obsidian tries to use his shadows.
Yeah.
The shadow body to subdue the Sweeney Todd, and he uses his razor to slash the shadows, which he shouldn't be able to do, but he does anyways.
Right.
And that harms Obsidian. And then Kate has to go and put her clothes on in the car.
Right.
Which is just...
It's funny.
It's ridiculous. It's actually very realistic when you're like thinking about how some people, superheroes, like will have to change.
Yeah.
And do that. So it's very, very realistic. And then there's this part where the guitarist, because he sees Todd get hurt, Obsidian get hurt, and that's his friend. So he's like, my friend. And he tries to give him like a fucking Pete Townsend slash.
Yeah. But the guitar gets cut in half.
And he's just about to get destroyed, and that's when Manhunter shows up and uses one of her rods.
Mm-hmm.
I just found this out. So the Manhunter suit that she wears is like a repurposed Darkstar shirt, a Darkstar outfit.
Oh, okay.
Darkstars, of course, being like kind of like space cops.
Okay.
DC, like
we've read a Dark Star, haven't we?
No, we do have Dark Stars, but we have not read one yet.
Oh, maybe we didn't read for the
show. They were a thing in the early to mid 90s. Mm-hmm. But yeah, apparently Donna Troy at one point was a Dark Star.
Oh, okay.
So, but I guess this is kind of like a repurposed Dark Star outfit, and she hits him. This guy's like, repent your sins. And she's like, I just thought I was going to say that to you. And he says, my faith is my sword and my shield, trollop.
And what's her name is shooting at him too.
Yeah, her friend, Cameron, or Chase, or I think it's Chase. I don't know. She starts shooting at dude and it's not affecting him. So then Manhunter behind him. And
she basically knocks the razor out of his hand.
Well, no, she knocks the razor out of her hand, but she uses like part of her outfit.
Mm-hmm.
She like pulls out like a serrated blade on her thing and like just cuts the top of his head, like kind of scalps him here.
Yeah. And then she picks up the blade and she cuts his throat and he just like kind of pops like a balloon.
Well,
you know what he's like? It's like when you have one of those like dancing inflatable men and you turn it off and it just goes. And that's kind of what happens to him.
Well, a bunch of energy or some shit kind of flies out of his neck.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
And then he just deflates. And that's how the fight ends. And then Chase is like, well, the paparazzi's here.
Yeah, that's right. The paparazzi's outside. Instead of, like, you know, all the rescue workers who'd have to be out there for the people who were dead on the sidewalk.
Yeah, right?
But it's just full of the paparazzi. And so when Manhunter walks out, they're like, oh, Manhunter, you're so beautiful. Are you represented by anybody?
Are you single? Blah, blah, blah.
She's like, are they going to ask who I'm wearing?
Yeah.
They're like, LA loves you, Manhunter. We're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, why are there not, like, more first responders, like, taking care of that area, and the paparazzi are, like, way far away?
Yeah.
You know, or somebody's managing the fucking traffic on Santa Monica.
Right.
Because a fucking monster man
just crashed through the
troubadour.
Right.
On Santa Monica Boulevard, and he is attacking people in there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, traffic is fucked that night.
Oh my god.
You don't even go anywhere near.
Well, don't try. Just don't go.
First of all, don't go there at all. Don't go
there anyway.
Don't go anywhere near Hollywood.
If you can avoid it.
Yeah. If you can avoid it, you know what?
It's a mess all the time.
You know what? If you want to hang out, maybe go to.
Get an Uber.
Get an Uber.
Yep.
And make sure
get a Stuber.
Call Kumail Nanjiani.
Get your Stuber.
And ask him to drive his own car to pick you up. But he has to also pick up Batista. You know, so you have to wait for him to do that. And then he can come get you from the troubadour to save you from Manhunter and Sweeney Todd. And then we jump to Kate Spencer's office.
Mm-hmm.
The paralegal's there. And he's putting some shit away. And he walks in to the office and... Oh, man.
Wonder Woman.
It's Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And she's like, hello, my name is Diana, and I am needed Ms. Spencer's services. She's actually there because she needs representation for the murder of Maxwell Ward.
Oh, okay.
So that's what we're dealing with here. A new era of Manhunter begins next month in December. Be there. Do you want to read the next issue?
You know, I probably would.
I'm actually thinking about this. And I also, another thing I discovered about this series, I thought this series like ran for years. It only ran for like 2 years. It's only got like maybe like 30 some issues.
Huh.
It's probably collected somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they collected a lot of the shit from this era. Also, you know what it is? She was a part of, or she definitely did some stuff with Birds of Prey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she did.
And maybe I'm mixing that up because Birds of Prey ran for fucking ever.
Yeah, it did.
So, but yeah, she was a part of that at some point. No, I'm digging this. It's actually what's really fun is reading an issue of a comic and catching a good vibe from it. Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. Find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And definitely make sure you catch us on Facebook because I'm going to hopefully maybe do some more action figure unboxings and maybe just talk some more about action figures because... Yeah, I need to get better at doing that. I always feel like I do it and I just kind of lose steam.
Mm.
And I just don't know if I should just be talking about it or if I should be entertaining you all. But if you are checking it out, and I definitely do appreciate that. But also, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. Tell your friends and spread the word. That would really help us out. So once again, folks, thanks for listening and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Wear a mask.